Good morning and welcome to day eight. Day eight today, the number eight represents new beginnings. Today is also the first day of week two. Our focus this week is on the family. I thought this morning is be blessed. Your scripture reflection is from Genesis, the 12th chapter, verse number 3. The word of God says this, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Is your devotional thought for today. What if I told you being blessed is a choice, and how blessed you are or will be too is a choice? Well, guess what? It is. The promise God made to Abraham was conditional. The covenant he made with him is binding, but yet discretionary. God has made available the options of blessedness, but it's not arbitrarily assigning designees. It's a whosoever will, let him come kind of way. To Abram, he said, "Move from where you are, change your environment, and I'll change your circumstances." As an act of good faith, this time, Abram took only his wife, his nephew, and the other dependents that God assigned to him, and he moved. Understand that partial obedience is really disobedience. There had to come a time when Abram would choose between being satisfied with experiencing the blessing from the Lord, you know, here and there, to actually arriving at the place where he would live in the favor of God and be blessed. I encourage you today to relocate. Relocate from the state of awareness to the state of being. Being aware of the blessings of God is not the same as experiencing the blessings of God. It's like watching someone else eating ice cream and them telling you how tasty, sweet, cold, and smooth it is. It takes a strong imagination to enjoy a description more than the real thing. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you increase my appetite and capacity for more of you. Help me to desire what you have planned for me more than my desire to sustain comfortably in this world. Lord, please give me the will to attempt to make room for blessing you, for you to pour out to me what I already know I won't have room enough to receive. I pray that you do this for me in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I pray that you'll join us tomorrow for day 9 on Thursday, March the 13th. Godspeed.